Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 81 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Moorhead State University is preparing for fall classes.
Harlan County miners are protesting the Black Jewel Coal Company.
Paramedics in Kentucky are becoming hard to come by.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear is proposing term limits.
In sports, Cincinnati hopes to keep its host streak going tonight at home.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 65, chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday, chance of precipitation is 20%, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, a 10% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 64. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 84.
Moorhead State University is preparing for fall classes to begin after completing multiple summer projects. The university has shut down multiple housing buildings and Eagle Lake Apartments to perform a deep cleaning before students return to campus August 15th. Kim Oatman is the Assistant Vice President of Facilities and Operations at MSU. He says multiple improvements are happening on campus.
Scrubbing and waxing floors and just a heavy-duty clean on those. So we've been pressure washing buildings, pressure washing sidewalks, seal coating streets and parking lots.
Oatman says he is unsure if all projects will be finished before the fall semester begins. The university plans to work on the grounds in the next few weeks.
Harlan County miners are protesting the Black Jewel Coal Company by blocking a train hauling coal away from one of the mines. About a dozen miners gathered on the track Monday afternoon to prevent the transport of coal they mined without pay. Kentucky State Police asked the group to move, and they did, only to return at a different location with almost 100 people. Chris Lewis, a former miner, told WYMT the company owes him $4,000.
Pay us. That's all we want, no money, what we work for. Pay us. Regardless if the company starts back up or not, they need to pay the men, because we went in there and did do the job for them, you know what I'm saying?
The protest continued through the night and into this morning. Miners and their families say they have no intention of leaving.
Lexington police officers responded to a call about a dog left in a car on Sunday. Now officials want to educate the public on heat safety for pets. Jai Hamilton is an animal control officer in Fayette County. She tells WYMT leaving an animal in a car is not against the law, but everyone should be on the lookout for signs of distress in a pet.
It is illegal to leave an animal in a situation likely to cause harm. Dogs do not sweat like humans. They have a fur coat on. It's harder for them to regulate their body temperature. But after an hour, it makes absolutely no difference whether or not the windows are rolled all the way up or cracked.
Signs of heat stroke for pets include excessive drooling, panting, or vomiting. The only thing a passerby is legally allowed to do is contact the police or animal control.
With many school districts preparing to start the new year, Kentucky State Police are urging drivers to be alert for loading and unloading school buses. KSP is rolling out public service announcements across the Commonwealth to raise awareness about the issue.
It is back to school time, which means thousands of Kentucky students will be riding the bus daily. While on the bus, these students are safe.
Outside the bus, that's a different story.
State law prohibits drivers from passing a bus that has its stop sign out and its red lights activated. Passing a loading or unloading school bus is a Class B misdemeanor for the first offense and a Class A misdemeanor for the second offense.
Paramedics in Kentucky are becoming hard to come by as fewer emergency medical service students choose to specialize in the field. The shortage is a part of a nationwide trend showing more students hoping to become EMTs. Sarah Clark is director at the Emergency Medical Training Professionals. She tells WKYT the trend is the result of other specialties paying more.
We are going to probably battle a lower pay issue, and I think that it will continue to be it that way.
Emergency Medical Training Professionals hope changes will be made to attract more paramedics, including higher pay.
Law enforcement officers in McCreary County are taking a stand against a statute that some believe could have cost an officer his life. Two probation and parole officers were 5 miles away when an officer was shot last week, but when they called their supervisor, they were told not to assist. The stand-down order was given because of a statute that only gives the officers jurisdiction over someone on probation or parole. Williamsburg Police Chief Wayne Byrd tells WKYT in a life-or-death situation the statute is irrelevant.
Well, it's, you know, when an officer goes down, you know, it's a standing rule in law enforcement. Everybody goes. If you're close, you drop what you're doing and you go. You know, and the hell with policy and the hell with procedure. You go.
Officials say exceptions should be made for rural areas where state police are scarce. The Department of Corrections stands by the decision, saying probation and parole officers do not have the training to respond to that kind of situation.
Environmental activists say humanity has used up more natural resources than the planet can replenish each year. David Lin is a science officer for the Global Footprint Network. He says society urgently needs to move away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy. Lin blames the current state on pollution of the air and water, overfishing, deforestation, excess waste, and above all, overloading the atmosphere with carbon dioxide.
As we head towards 11 billion, there's going to be a mass migration to cities. So the way we structure it is going to be extremely important.
Lin says humans must begin building a transportation system that relies on mass transit and make homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient.
As the pressure mounts for federal agencies to come up with regulations for hemp, farmers are taking a gamble on a developing industry riddled with uncertainty. Cynthiana hemp farmer Brian Furnish testified on the issue last Thursday before the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Even with the crop's promising uses, he tells Spectrum News hemp is not a Band-Aid that will fix all of the problems that farmers face.
There's no crop available that you can get rich quick that's legal. It's a good crop that gives the farmers another tool in their toolbox, but, you know, it's not something that's going to save you from a lot of debt or from bad crops or bad weather.
Hemp became legal in the Farm Bill last year. Stakeholders are expecting regulations could be in place in 2020.
Kentucky Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Andy Beshear is proposing term limits. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
The Democrats' plan calls for limiting state representatives to 4 consecutive terms and 2 terms for state senators for a total of 8 years. Beshear is also proposing a lifetime lobbying ban for Kentucky lawmakers. He tells WKYT,
"There shouldn't be a revolving door from public service to private enrichment based on that public service."
Currently, state lawmakers have to wait at least 2 years after leaving office before registering as a legislative lobbyist. I'm Haley Hansen.
President Trump has weighed in on Kentucky's attorney general race. In a tweet, Trump says the Republican Party has a new star. His name is Daniel Cameron. Here's Cameron speaking with WHAS about the endorsement.
I don't take that for granted and certainly was welcome that opportunity and just elated that he was decided to endorse this campaign.
Cameron, who is the former attorney for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, met with the president this week. He faces Democrat Greg Stumbo in November.
Police are warning residents of a new scam that has been occurring over Facebook Marketplace. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
According to police, the scammer will advertise an apartment or home for rent on the social network sales site. In each instance, the victim arranged to meet with the offender and paid them for the first month's rent in cash. Victims in the Berea area all met with a woman who took the cash and gave them a handwritten receipt. Then they never heard from her again. Police are advising to always get the person's name and phone number and meet at the locations being rented out. Victims or anyone with information of the scam are asked to contact local police. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
A Nicholas County man is behind bars after being accused of burning down his mother's home and killing 6 pets. An arrest report states Nicholas County deputies responded to a home in Carlisle Thursday when crews were battling a fire. The homeowner told authorities that her son, 23-year-old Jody Sapp, set the home on fire. WKYT reports there were 4 cats and 2 dogs inside the home that died as a result of the fire. One witness told deputies she saw Sapp pouring gasoline on the home. Deputies charged Sapp with first-degree arson and second-degree cruelty to animals. He was placed in the Bourbon County Detention Center.
Taking a look at sports, Cincinnati hopes to keep its host streak going tonight at home. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
The Reds look to make it four in a row tonight when they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates at Great American Ballpark. Cincinnati has won six of its last nine and is still within striking distance of the Cubs and Cardinals, who are both tied atop the National League Central. The Reds send right-hander Tanner Roark to the mound. Roark is 6-6 on the year with a 3.95 earned run average. The Pirates counter with right-hander Joe Musgrove. He's 7-9 on the season with a 4.29 ERA. First pitch in Cincinnati is set for 7:10 tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell after President Trump renewed his attacks on China, decreasing hope the two largest world economies will reach a trade deal. Investors also braced for a key announcement on U.S. monetary policy, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 23.33 at 27,198.02. The S&P 500 was down 7.79 at 3,013.18, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 19.71 at 8,273.61. Trump said in a series of tweets today that China is not keeping its promise of buying more U.S. agricultural products, and China does insist, however, that it has bought U.S. agricultural products. U.S. trade delegation flew to China yesterday for negotiations with Chinese officials, and China and the U.S. agreed to restart trade talks late last month after they fell through in the month of May, and the two countries have been engaged in a trade war since last year. And, of course, during that time, they've slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods. Traders also look to the start of the Federal Reserve monetary policy meeting today. Market expectations point to a quarter-point rate cut, and the Fed is set to deliver its decision tomorrow at 2 p.m., and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is also scheduled to hold a news conference at 2:30 tomorrow. In earnings news, Merck posted earnings and revenue that exceeded analyst expectations, sending the stock up 1%. The company said sales of its cancer-treating drug Keytruda surged 58% in the previous quarter. Procter & Gamble climbed more than 3% and hit an all-time high on the back of fiscal fourth-quarter results that beat analyst expectations. Grubhub, however, fell more than 12% after posting disappointing profit, and more than 52% of S&P 500 companies have now reported quarterly results, and according to FactSet data, 75% of those companies have posted a better-than-forecast profit. Tech giant Apple is scheduled to release its results today after the bell. In the commodities markets, oil had a good day, up 2.3% at $58.17 a barrel. Gold was up 0.8% at $1,431.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a bad day, with the Stock 600 index posting a 1.5% loss. In Asia, stocks were much better, with the Nikkei up 0.4% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.3%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was UPS up $1.06 at $119.81, Fifth Third Bank up 11 cents at $29.88, Kroger down 1 cent at $21.42, Yum Brands down 88 cents at $113.22, and PPL was down 34 cents at $29.72. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.